Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into a fascinating topic, the untold Walmart Near Me AI thumbnail secret. It sounds intriguing, right? Totally. If you've been feeling like your views have stalled, you're definitely not alone. There's a big trend happening, and this particular strategy is really making waves. So, what's the Walmart Near Me thumbnail strategy all about? Good question. The strategy focuses on using local store data to create hyper-personalized visuals for your YouTube or TikTok content. Essentially, you want your thumbnails to mimic what a shopping experience looks like in a local store. Oh, wow. So it's all about creating that familiar vibe. How do these thumbnails actually perform compared to generic AI images? They perform significantly better. Recent data shows that thumbnails styled like Walmart can lead to a boost in click-through rates by 47.2% compared to static designs. It's all about evoking that local shopping experience. That makes sense. It's like you're tapping into what people are already looking for. You mentioned something about geo-targeting. Can you explain that a bit more? Sure, it starts with understanding user behavior. People are constantly searching for local deals. For instance, a traffic analysis showed that Walmart Near Me searches spiked by 183.7% year over year, and about 78.2% of those searches came from mobile users under 35. That's really interesting. So if you're targeting that demographic, you want visuals that resonate with their experiences, right? Like bright lights and recognizable pricing? Exactly. The key is to make it look local and relevant. You want to evoke those subconscious feelings of familiarity, which leads to more clicks. I can see how that would work. But why does this Walmart style beat out generic AI generated images? It's all about user experience. Many creators throw random designs together and hope for the best. But using localized imagery like Walmart's layout plays into established buying habits. So you're essentially playing off what's already been optimized by a huge company, right? And it's backed by data. For example, YouTube thumbnails that used AI personalization had a 62.4% higher click-through rate. Those Walmart-style thumbnails really take advantage of that. Got it. Now, for those who want to get started with creating these thumbnails, what tools do you recommend? I love using Canva or Midjourney. For beginners, Canva Magic Studio is fantastic. It's user-friendly and allows unlimited generations for a monthly fee. For more realistic product shots, Midjourney V6 has an impressive realism rating. Jordan, speaking of tools, what are some common pitfalls creators should watch out for? A big one is copyright issues. Many creators face problems with their images getting flagged for copyright violations, especially when it comes to logos. So, it's best to avoid including any official branding in your thumbnails. That's a solid tip. What about scaling this strategy? Are there challenges there too? Absolutely. Scaling can get tricky. For instance, scraping local search data can lead to GDPR fines. But there's some good news. Walmart launched an open Near Me visual API beta, allowing creators to pull geo-styled assets legally. Oh, that's a game changer. So it makes it easier to get those local visuals without the risk? Exactly. But you still need to be cautious about algorithms. A lot of creators report getting shadow banned for over-optimizing their local thumbnails. Interesting. So it sounds like mixing up your approach is important. Exactly. You want to blend that retail aesthetic with your own branding to keep it fresh and appealing. Now, I remember you mentioning a success story. Can you share more about that? Sure, Alex. Thompson, who runs a tech channel, was initially stuck with a click-through rate under 1%. After he started using this Walmart-inspired strategy, his CTR skyrocketed to about 8% in just 90 days. Wow, that's a huge jump. Did that impact his revenue as well? Yes, it did. He went from 2.7K to 14.2K, and he didn't change his content, just the way he presented it. That's incredible. So what's next for this trend? Experts predict that by 2026, local retail mimicry will drive 45% of all e-commerce traffic. And with TikTok favoring active AI clips, there's a real shift towards motion over static images. Sounds like the future is all about adapting to new trends and keeping things fresh. For sure, just remember to avoid common mistakes like overpromising deals in thumbnails or ignoring mobile layouts. Right, and keeping that local, slightly messy vibe is crucial to the aesthetic. Exactly. It just takes some practice to get those colors and that local feel right. Once you do, the clicks will definitely follow. So, to sum it all up, using local retail styles and thumbnails can significantly boost your visibility and engagement. Absolutely. Keep experimenting and adapting as trends evolve. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.